Former U.S. President Donald Trump flew to Miami on Monday to face criminal charges of unlawfully keeping U.S. national security documents and lying to officials who tried to recover them. The case so far has powered rather than hampered his reelection hopes. Trump is scheduled to be in a Miami federal courthouse on Tuesday at 3 p.m. for an initial appearance in the case. That's one day before his 77th birthday. He has proclaimed his innocence and vowed to continue his campaign to regain the presidency in the 2024 election.
Un saluto affettuoso.
Exactly 1 month before his death on Monday, former Italian Prime Minister Silvio Berlusconi made his last video address to political supporters from a Milan hospital. In his final video appearance on May 12th, Berlusconi invited his Forza Italia Party supporters to vote in administrative elections to be held in several Italian cities a couple of days later. The billionaire businessman created Italy's largest media company before transforming the country's political landscape. He was 86 years old. Ukrainian military officials said Monday their troops have retaken another southeastern village from Russian forces in stepped-up counteroffensive operations against Moscow's more than 15-month invasion of Ukraine. This as Russian forces claim to repel multiple attacks in the area. Ukraine's deputy defense minister wrote on Telegram that Ukraine's flag was flying again over the village of Storozov. For more on these and all the stories we're covering, visit us at voanews.com. This is VOA News. A UK parliamentary committee is meeting Monday to conclude its inquiry into whether former Prime Minister Boris Johnson misled lawmakers over parties at his Downing Street office that breached COVID-19 lockdown restrictions. Members of Parliament's Privileges Committee have pledged to continue with the investigation into Johnson's conduct after he unexpectedly quit as a lawmaker on Friday and angrily accused political opponents of driving him out in a witch hunt. The committee is expected to finalize its highly anticipated report Monday. British media report that the findings could be published in the coming days. Israel's opposition leader and former Prime Minister Yair Lapid testified on Monday at a Jerusalem court in Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's corruption trial. Lapid, a main Netanyahu rival, gave testimony in one of three cases against Netanyahu, who denies the charges against him. In one known case, Case 1000, Netanyahu has been charged with fraud and breach of trust. New Zealand Prime Minister Chris Hipkins said Monday he would lead a delegation to China. The two countries have established trading relationship. This will be the first trip since the start of the COVID-19 pandemic. More from VOA's Phil Mercer.
Before the COVID-19 pandemic, China was New Zealand's second largest source of visitors behind Australia. In January 2023, it ranked seventh, according to official statistics. But a recovery in the sector is expected now that New Zealand's borders have reopened. Hipkins didn't confirm if he would meet Chinese President Xi Jinping, but he did stress that he would raise human rights concerns with Chinese officials when appropriate. He also urged Beijing to help bring Russia's illegal and unjust war in Ukraine to an end. Phil Mercer for VOA News, Sydney.
U.S. President Joe Biden is welcoming outgoing NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg to the White House on Monday as the competition to find his successor to lead the military alliance heats up. Stoltenberg has led NATO since 2014. He indicated earlier this year he would move on when his term expires at the end of September. The jockeying to replace him is intensifying as leaders of the 31-member alliance are set to meet for their annual summit next month in Lithuania. British Prime Minister Rishi Sunak has made the case for UK Defense Minister Ben Wallace directly to Biden. Mr. Biden also met with Danish Prime Minister Mette Frederiksen, another potential contender. From Washington, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.
And more. VOA 1.